Mr. Hur, did you completely exonerate President Biden?
That is not what my report does.
Was your report a total and complete exoneration?
That is not what the report says.
But the Democrats all say it's a complete and total exoneration, and that means the news media, too, because they're not journalists, they're fluffers. That's a problem for our culture, too. That's a big problem that I'm telling you. Yes. Our Democrat Party. They're really something. Yes, they are. You bet it. You bet they are. Well, happy Wednesday and welcome Hump Day in the Clinton household. On Wednesday, Hillary Clinton always wakes up face down in a pool of her own dried vomit on the kitchen floor with an empty one-gallon cardboard box of New Zealand Chardonnay and the Secret Service standing over her shaking their heads. And it's also Mailbag Day. It's Mailbag Day on Wednesday here at the Chris Plant Show. No waking up face down in a pool of dried vomit like Hillary Clinton. No, we've got better things to do with our time. And so a great deal to get to, a great many things to get to. That's for sure. And I want to start getting into some of yesterday's hearing. Robert Hur, the special counsel investigating Joe Biden's corrupt criminal mishandling of boxes and boxes and boxes of classified documents being stored in at least seven different locations. And as Robert Hur said, it is not an exoneration, this report. Nothing of the kind. Couldn't be further from the truth. But you know what could be further from the truth? Democrats. Democrats could be further from the truth than all of this. Quite extraordinary stuff. We have lots of amazing things. The Democrats very upset today that the public health service in England is no longer going to provide puberty blockers to children. And so the Democrats here are angry because they're very unwell, very sick people. Puberty blockers for children. Can you imagine a generation ago, any, dare I say, straight up adult saying, yeah, I'm involved in an effort to give children puberty blockers. Why would you do that? Well, you know, because I'm a freak. That's why, a super freak. Super freaky. That's the thing. All right, let's get to audio from yesterday's thing. But I know they're going to be upset about that. I'm going to keep track of Democrats being upset by the Public Health Service in England banning puberty blockers for kids. Pretty amazing story. Also, there is a remarkable story out from the Pew Research people about teenagers and their smartphones. You know, smartphones, stupid people. And it's a remarkable study with all kinds of interesting stuff that you might not expect from teens who I think recognize in many instances, at least, that their phones are making them miserable and making their lives a living hell. And I want to get to that today, too. But let's get back to Robert Hur and the big hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, because it was full of crazy Democrats who want to give puberty blockers to kids and want to build a port facility for Hamas and want to give hundreds of millions of dollars to Barbecue the Cannibal and his cannibal gang in Haiti, right? And also there was a rescue mission of Americans out of Haiti yesterday because sane people and not Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden evacuated our embassy personnel, our non-essential embassy personnel out of Haiti, but left American missionaries and other Americans in Haiti to be eaten by cannibals because Joe Biden is not on our side. And as a representative of the left, he has no regard for human life whatsoever. So I want to get to that. Congressman Corey Mills was involved in a non-combatant evacuation operation that the U.S. military and the U.S. State Department did not involve themselves with. But Corey Mills rescued 10 Americans, mostly from Michigan, missionaries and humanitarian people who were trying to help the Haitian people. But now it's been taken over by cannibals, so they had to be evacuated. And Joe Biden and our U.S. military, very concerned with transgenderism, they're in favor of it. They did not rescue the Americans. But Congressman Corey Mills, a U.S. Army veteran, did stand up and rescue these Americans because Joe Biden won't get them out. He'd rather see them eaten by cannibals. And it's only 20 feet away from our shore. Joe Biden is the worst president in history. He is not just of America, well, maybe not of Haiti, but we'll see. Now let's get back to yesterday's activities on Capitol Hill, the festivities. And let's go. We just saw the Democrats say this exonerates him. And he had to keep saying over and over again, no, it does not exonerate him. And it's not what it's you apparently, I'll fill in the blanks for him. You apparently can't read the English language, or perhaps you can read, but you can't understand the English language. But that's not what the report says at all. It says that he's such an intellectual meatloaf that no jury in D.C., which is guaranteed to be corrupt, pro-Democrat, anti-Republican, no jury in D.C. would convict him because his brain is so broken that he is only up to the task of being a Democrat president of the United States, but not standing trial and explaining himself. Let's go to Representative Kelly Armstrong yesterday in the big hearing on Joe Biden, where he kept these classified documents were all over the place in three states, in seven or eight different locations, Kelly Armstrong.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Any place else? And at the Biden Institute, Biden Institute was the one over the steakhouse on Capitol Hill that nobody attended to. Lots of classified documents. And Joe Biden was never authorized to depart the Senate and the skiff in the Senate with classified documents, but he did that many years ago, and he kept the documents for years and years. And as vice president, he is not authorized. He can't declassify documents like a president can. But as vice president, he also stole. Now, as senator, he stole classified documents from the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, the SCIF, in the Capitol, and or at least on Capitol Hill, and he stole them, and he kept them for decades, classified documents having to do with all manner of things, including password-protected classified documents. And then as vice president, he stole more classified documents, and that's the right word, too. And these were not secured in facilities that were controlled by the Secret Service, as Mar-a-Lago was and continues to be. But Donald Trump was charged with taking classified documents, and Joe Biden has not been. And Hillary Clinton, classified documents, destroying tens of thousands of emails riddled with classified documents. They still lie about that all the time. It's amazing. And they get your average Democrat who's going to go do a one-minute hit on CNN to lie about that, too. They've normalized lying, just lying about everything. Extraordinary stuff. That was Congressman Kelly Armstrong saying, hey, you know, where are all the stuff? Congressman Jeff Van Drew. How did Joe Biden store and maintain these busloads of classified documents?
Is it accurate to quote your report that classified documents were found in, quote, badly damaged boxes in his garage near a collapsed dog crate, a dog bed, a Zappos box, and an empty bucket? Is that correct?
Those words do appear in the report.
See, the Democrats, they like to use a fragment of a sentence and say, well, that's everything. And it's a, whatever, 200-some-odd page report. But never mind that. They want a fraction of a sentence, and then they want to shout you down and scream at you, probably loot the CVS, burn a police car, you know, the Democrat Party. That's what they do. Congressman Jim Jordan, chairman of the committee.
Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
Sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules, took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book. That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance.
$8 million, that's a pretty good book advance. Not everybody gets that kind of advance. And he's sharing classified documents and telling, and there were audio recordings, but the ghostwriter who's writing the book for Joe Biden, which was filled with lies, lies, all lies, destroyed evidence. And the ghostwriter is not being charged either, which looks like that two-tiered system of justice again, doesn't it? And his ghostwriter not being charged, Joe Biden not being charged, Hillary Clinton not being charged, but Donald Trump being charged. Isn't that consistent with everything that we've learned over the past few years about our Justice Department and the FBI? And I don't think her is a bad guy. I really don't. But her confirms Biden ghostwriter destroyed evidence after special counsel appointment. The ghostwriter knew that, you know, it's classified documents, Joe Biden sharing the classified documents because it's a self-important thing to do. Put it in the book, I got this classified stuff, and he's sharing it. You know, I was a big wheel, and here's the classified stuff. Mark Zwaniter, the ghostwriter, destroyed evidence, including audio recordings that show that Joe Biden was cognizant of the fact that he had classified documents, that he was sharing the classified documents illegally with his ghostwriter, and that he was using and abusing the classified documents that he was not legally possessing. But that's okay. No charges, because Deutschland über alles, Congressman Jim Jordan.
But you know what? It wasn't just the money. Joe Biden, here's this page 231, very next page. Joe Biden, in your report, Joe Biden viewed his notebooks as an irreplaceable, contemporaneous record of the most important moments of his vice presidency. He'd written this all down for the book, for the $8 million. And the next thing you say in your report is, quote, such a record would buttress his legacy as a world leader. You know what this is? It wasn't just the money. It wasn't just $8 million. It was also his ego. Pride and money is why he knowingly violated the rules. The oldest motives in the book, pride and money.
Pride cometh before the fall. Congressman Matt Gaetz, who he gets mixed reviews. I think he's a lot of fun. He's been on my Newsmax show a couple of times. I think he's a fun guy. He's smart. He's fun. He's been falsely accused and smeared and exonerated, and they still accuse him because they lie about everything. Matt Gaetz yesterday in the committee hearing.
Ghostwriter has recordings of Biden making admissions of crimes. He then learns that you've been appointed. He then deletes the information that is the evidence, and you don't charge him.
That is reflected in the report. One of the things that Mr. Zwanitzer did not delete was transcripts of the recordings that he had created that included inculpatory evidence relating to Mr. Biden.
Oh, so if you destroy some evidence but not other evidence, that somehow absolves you of the evidence you destroy? Here's what I see. Zwaniger should have been charged, wasn't. Biden and Trump should have been treated equally. They weren't. And that is the double standard that I think a lot of Americans are concerned about.
That is exactly right. That is 100% right. Matt Gaetz is right, and the Zwanitzer guy should be in hot water. He destroyed evidence. He destroyed recordings. He destroyed proof, as though we need more, that Joe Biden stole illegally classified documents, maintained them for decades in some cases, in unsecured locations. And he's talking about Joe Biden had a boy that used to come and maintain his Corvette in that garage with all the classified documents in it. The boy's name was Xi Jinping. It wasn't named Xi Jinping, but it might as well have been. There's more on that. And teenagers and cell phones, an amazing Pew study. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology that helps to quickly destroy a whole lot of different viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more. With thousands of five-star reviews online, it works like a champ. I've got two of them at home myself. Any smell will vanish in just a matter of seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules, around the room. They seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy on a schedule and replace and put on your calendar again and again. That's a self-contained unit. Saves you money, saves you hassles. Start enjoying your home again and get several thunderstorms for whole home protection. Right now, you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your teenager's room, your family room, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Chris3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, and the discount code is Chris3. Yes, sir. Yeah, so Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, they steal the documents, they keep them for years, they destroy them, they conceal evidence, they obstruct justice, and it's no problem. President Trump does the same thing, but takes him to a place secured by the Secret Service, and he's charged with a whole bunch of crimes. Welcome to the third world. The left is here. They're not liberals. They're leftists. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
And I want to get to the mailbag in just a few minutes. Today is mailbag day. I have my mailbag questions right in front of me. But right now I want to go back to the telephones and talk to the nice people. Let's go to Mike calling from Sunshine, Maryland, which sounds very nice. And it's a sunshiny day today, too. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, thanks for taking my call. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the president of the United States has presumptive and plenary power to declassify documents. Otherwise, subordinates with maybe another agenda would tie him up in knots. But a vice president and senator does not have the same authority. Do I have that straight?
You do have that straight, yes.
Wonderful. Well, I did look at the court case. I believe it was Judicial Watch versus National Archives. That was Bill Clinton. He had tapes, I guess, had classified information on them, and he had them somewhere. And that court case said that, you know, he had presumptive and plenary power to declassify, and he got to keep those tapes. And I guess Judicial Watch didn't get them. So how come that doesn't apply to Donald Trump?
Well, because of the old double standards, right, Mike? I mean, this is one of the real third world issues that we have in the United States, because these people aren't liberals, they're leftists, and, you know, that means they're criminals.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Let me go to the breaking news. The breaking news out of Georgia, one of our 50 states, for Democrats listening along. Judge overseeing Georgia election interference case dismisses some charges against Trump. And it turns out that apparently six charges. The Associated Press is reporting out of Atlanta, Georgia, allegedly. They're probably in New York. but they use fake datelines all the time now. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case on Wednesday dismissed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump, but many other counts in the indictment remain. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote in an order that six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed. Quashed. That's a legal term. People will now abuse it and misuse it and say it was crushed or squashed, but quashed is the correct word, including three against Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee. Yeah, speaking of which, President Trump did secure the requisite number of delegates in yesterday's primary voting, and so did Joe Biden in Democrat states because they have a lot of really unintelligent people voting. But the headline, I laughed out loud because I saw before I went to bed last night that Donald Trump had secured the requisite 1,215 delegates, which are needed to become the nominee. Now, that makes you the presumptive nominee now. You don't become the official nominee until the convention, the nominating convention, where all of that plays out on the floor of the convention. But now the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, and the presumptive nominee, Joseph Robinette Biden in the Democrat Party. But the headline in the front page of the Washington Post above the fold is, Biden secures needed delegates. There is a subheadline. He clinches nomination with win in Georgia as Trump also nears victory. I guess they put the paper to bed a little bit early because I had that before I went to bed, but never mind that. Now, back to the judge in Georgia, Scott McAfee. Six charges in question that have been dropped have to do with soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. That includes two charges related to the phone call, singular phone call, Trump made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a fellow Republican, January 2nd of 2021. The case accuses Trump and 18 others, it's the Soviet Union, it's a Stalinist show trial, of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election loss in the state to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump has pleaded not guilty. It's like, hey, we're only down a few votes here. You know, find the votes. Are you counting all the absentee? Are you counting all the mail-in votes? Are you counting in the right counties? Are you counting? Come on, the Democrats find votes all the time. They dig them up in graves in Chicago. But never mind that. The ruling comes as McAfee is also considering a bid by defendants to have Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, who's as corrupt as the day is long and should end up disbarred, removed from the case. Defendants have alleged that Willis has a conflict of interest because of her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The Associated Press leaves out that she apparently lied under oath repeatedly, as did Nathan Wade, which is illegal, or at least it used to be in America, but Democrats lie under oath on Capitol Hill all the time without consequence. So why would it be any different in Georgia? Because Democrats, is it fair to say they're all criminals? Maybe that just goes this far beyond, but that's it. So, yeah, Wade and Willis lied in court documents, written documents that they signed. They lied, apparently. They haven't been convicted, of course, but it sure looks that way to an awful lot of astute legal observers. So a number of charges, six charges dropped in this case. But the Democrats still have a rope and a tree, and they're still coming after you on horseback because the Democrats. The rest of the news media is very concerned. The New York Times and CBS News and the Washington Post. What happens if Fannie Willis is removed from the Trump Georgia case? All right, let's see. I want to get to the mailbag, too. And I have more to get to from yesterday's hearing, and I've got cell phones and teenagers. And a lot to get to, but there's always too much to get to, isn't there? Let's go to the mailbag. T-Bone, you know, people, our listeners, our wonderful listeners like you, send us questions, and every Wednesday I try to take questions from the mailbag. T-Bone asks, which political issue more effectively influenced the midterm elections 2022? The Dobbs v. Jackson decision, that's the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The Democrats really love the organ harvest. The Dobbs v. Jackson decision, or the mainstream media's coverage of the January 6th hearings that was nationally televised, primetime television, in September and October. I say the latter, T-Bone says. And I got to tell you, T-Bone, it's a little hard to say. You know, you did extensive polling, exit polling and so on what swayed your vote. But the Democrats really turned this abortion thing into something because they're out of their minds and they love death more than we love life. That's the old Al-Qaeda mantra. We love death more than you love life. And that just reminded me of our open borders and the FBI director telling us we've got ISIS-affiliated groups in Mexico smuggling people into our country. Why would that be a problem? The Democrats really love abortion, and they're very effective. They have the most effective messaging machine. They own the message and the messenger. You know, they've got the messenger, that's the news media, chained to a radiator in the basement in a black latex suit like the GIMP. And they tell the GIMP what to say. That's the news media, and the GIMP says it. The news media says it. And they've got late night TV and Saturday Night Live and The View and everything else. But never mind that. It was a big one with some women voters, and they're never, you know, the single prong approach is never their thing. Always multi prong. They try to panic people, freak people out. My God, how are we going to kill the kids? And if you've got kids, how are you going to kill the grandkids at college if you don't got to have free abortions for everybody and right up to the moment of birth? And they created a lot of hysteria over that, and that worked for them with some voters. Now, the January 6th thing, which was nothing compared to the hundreds of riots that the Democrats had from coast to coast, burning police stations and courthouses and police cars, murdering literally dozens of people, injuring literally thousands of police, destroying literally billions of dollars in property. And they turned January 6th into like something, oh, this has never happened before. That never would have happened if the Democrat Party hadn't normalized mob street political violence and if the news media hadn't guaranteed us that it was mostly peaceful while the city block was burning behind them like Dresden in World War II. But the Democrats, that propaganda machine, you know, they had the Democrats on Capitol Hill brought in James Goldston, who was the president of ABC News for 7 years, a career ABC News guy, James Goldston. And he's a crook. He's a political propagandist. And we can now conclude that he always was when he was president of ABC News for 7 years and a career before that, ABC News as a producer and so on. It's a propaganda appendage of the Democrat Party. And they told us, and I said this at the time, they're going to turn into Pearl Harbor and September 11th rolled into one. And they did that. And they, no, we didn't riot. We didn't attack the White House on, what was it, May 30th and 29th, 30th, 30th, June 1st of 2000 and forced the evacuation of the president and torch the church of the president, set it on fire. Injure 180 police officers there. That's just one of the riots. Looted my city. January 6th, there was no looting in the city. There was no arson. There were no burning police cars. There was no burning church. And that's just one of the hundreds and hundreds of riots that the Democrats perpetrated in the name of a career criminal junkie who died of a heart attack named George Floyd while resisting arrest. T-Bone, it's the propaganda apparatus writ large. A part of that was Dobbs v. Jackson. A part of it was January 6th being turned into Pearl Harbor and September 11th. But that's those are only two elements in the Democrat Party's propaganda crusade to win the midterm elections. The corruption of the press is key to their success. Hugely important. James Goldston, propagandist, and 7-year ABC News president, all right?
A key element of this committee's responsibility is to propose reforms to prevent January 6th from ever happening again.
That's right, yeah. Prevent, and then they went and looted my city again. The neighborhood around this radio station was looted and smashed repeatedly, even just a few weeks ago, right around the corner. They're still looting and smashing and grabbing, and the Democrat Party is an ongoing criminal enterprise. The Corleone family, honestly, is like the Beaver Cleaver family compared to the Democrat Party. Now, Sane Maryland 2. Apparently, there's one other Sane Maryland person as well. Sane Maryland asks, what's your favorite Monty Python movie? You know, that is not the easiest question in the world. And we talked about it this morning. I'm going to go with Holy Grail. I'm going to go with Holy Grail. It has so many hilarious, moments that I only have a three-hour show. I couldn't possibly sum them all up.
Shut up! Will you shut up? Oh, now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up! Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help! Help! I'm being repressed.
See, that's like the Democrat Party is the peasant in that one. They cause the trouble and then get beat over the head and then, you know, that's Holy Grail is so full of grit. Now, Life of Brian also has an enormous number of, and you know, I even like the old television show, but the movies, I'm going to put Holy Grail and Life of Brian up there, you know, neck and neck. In instance after instance, the Democrat Party has taken Monty Python's comedy and made it reality. They do that all over the country all the time and have been since Occupy Wall Street. They are Monty Python animated in real life.
And now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
I think the Democrats have men with three buttocks too. And they have men that are women. Yeah, tough one, but I'm going to go with Holy Grail, Sane in Maryland. Tough call. Mark Robertson asks, what are some of your favorite places you and your best girl have visited around the world? And that is kind of tough because we like a lot of places, and I did ask my best girl about it this morning, too. We love Greece. We both love Greece. Love Santorini when it's not peak season, when Santorini is not overloaded with European and some American tourists. Santorini is great. Paros is great. Love, I mean, we love Nafplion, and which is on the mainland. And we love, and even Athens is great. But after you're in Athens for a while, you want to get out and go to the islands and go out to the Peloponnese and Nafplion and places. Love Athens. Greece, rather. We love Antarctica, where we went last year. And I'd been wanting to go since I was a small child to Antarctica. Very happy. On the penguin hunt, you club them over the head. They don't put up much resistance, and they're kind of tasty. People think that they're chewy. I don't know. I think they're pretty tasty, the penguins. Good. Ushuaia and Tierra del Fuego and Antarctica. Love Greece. Yeah, we love going almost everywhere. Now, my best girl, I asked this morning, and she said, well, Ireland. Now, her mother was from Ireland, and we visit family in Ireland, my best girl's family in Ireland and stuff. The beaches of Normandy, my best girl said. Israel, and I definitely put Israel very high on the list, too. What an amazing place. Uruguay, says Uruguay. We went swimming with the piranhas in the Rio de la Plata. Nobody told us till we got out out of the river, the Rio. And South Haven, Michigan, my best girl says, where we go with my family in the summertime, or we try to, which is great. Wonderful stuff. Great question. Not that easy to answer, though. Scott Swenson asks, Chris, do you have any hobbies that help you relax after the daily, weekly weirdness? And have you considered having one of your politics and a pint in Nebraska? I would love to have a politics and a pint in Nebraska. And honestly, I was going to say, well, you know, I drink heavily to relax afterward. And it's really not true. I don't even drink much anymore. I drink a lot less than I used to drink. But the truth is, I hang out with friends. How do you relax? And my family members, my brothers and stuff, who don't live here, but we communicate all the time. But I go out with friends, and we have a couple beers. And my, you know, friends who we agree on pretty much everything, great friends. And the great thing is we don't really talk about politics. And you know, people who are in the news business forever, some who are in politics. And out with a great friend last night, have a couple of beers. And we may touch on the news of the day and make fun of something. But then we move on and we don't talk about politics. We just be normal people, you know. We act normal. And have a couple of beers and stuff, but I'm pretty good at relaxing and brushing this stuff off. I'm brushing my left shoulder off with my right hand. I'm pretty good at brushing this stuff off. I really am. But I come in here and I kind of get it all out. This has always been great therapy for me. And when I leave, I go, you know, now I'm done. I go see my best girl. I hang out with my friends. We eat food. We have a couple beers. Some have wine. And we talk about all kinds of stuff, and we laugh, and we have a good time. But we don't get riled up about the politics of the day, the news of the day, because that's in the rearview mirror. And I'm very good at that. I really am. I'm really a pretty mellow guy. Aren't I, Piercy? Yeah, he says maybe. That's kind of a yes-no. I have two more mailbag questions to get to. Bom, bom, ba, dom, bom. I got all kinds of stuff still coming up. Marines have been dispatched to Haiti because Joe Biden is an inept, bumbling warmonger. But I hope to get to that. Two more mailbag questions. Jim Ballard, were you disappointed that the Speaker of the House did not rip up his copy of Joe Biden's State of the Union like Nancy Pelosi did to Trump's State of the Union? I was hoping he would because, you know, the left couldn't say much since Pelosi did it first. Well, they'd still burn police cars and set churches on fire and attack the police. But that's just normal behavior for them. I got to say, Jim, my best girl and I were watching the State of the Union, and we were talking about it, and we were watching Mike Johnson's face and his eye rolls and his shaking his head. And I said, and this, I'll tell you what I said to my best girl. I said he should take it and do a fake rip it in half move, right? And then laugh. Because the left, that means the news media, they would go bat guano mentally ill just over that. And then it would bring it up again, and everybody would show the video of Pelosi tearing it up. And it would remind us all what a bunch of barbarian third worlders these fraud Democrats are. Just saying. Linda Kelly Piatt says, why is Biden too old and forgetful to prosecute one day, and then he gives the State of the Union and all the Democrats are boasting how sharp and on top of his game he is? Huh, that is interesting. They can't have it both ways. It's funny that you would say that, Linda, because I said to my best girl yesterday or day before yesterday, watching TV, watching Fox News, and somebody said they can't have it both ways. And I laughed, and I said, well, of course they have. And I said, if I were the president of Fox News or Newsmax, I would ban the phrase, they can't have it both ways. I like banning things, but that is a joke phrase. Of course they can have it both ways. They own the flow of information. It's information dominance in a military sense. They talk out of both sides of their mouths constantly, and it's fine because of a corrupt media.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.